Chapter 14. Paloma sees things clearly. While they were having breakfast the next morning, the phone rang. It was Daniel. Paloma had emailed him that she would be in Madrid and that it would be nice if they could meet. Daniel was going to stay with his aunt and uncle in Madrid the next day, and so they decided to have lunch together in a little restaurant in the center of the city. When she had finished her conversation with Daniel, Paloma stood for a moment holding the phone. "Should I phone Eva?" she thought. "It's not very nice if I'm here and don't call her." She started to dial Eva's number and then stopped. "No," she thought. "I know now that Eva was never a good friend to me. I don't want to see her again." But it was good to see Daniel again. While they were having lunch, Paloma told him all her problems. Daniel was a good listener, and he also gave her excellent advice. By the end of the lunch, Paloma felt a lot better. After lunch, they walked through the centre of the town, looking at the shops, talking and laughing. "Everything is the same as it was before I went to England," Paloma thought. "It's so easy to be with Daniel." When it was time for Daniel to leave, he took Paloma's hand and gave her a kiss. "It was good to see you again, Paloma," he said, smiling. "Maybe I'll come and visit you in London one day. Write to me and tell me what happens when you get home. And remember, there's always somebody who's got worse problems than you. Enjoy the rest of your time in Madrid. Goodbye and good luck." "Goodbye, Daniel," said Paloma. "Stay in contact." The next day, Paloma got a phone call from Eva. "Hi, Paloma, how are you?" she said. "Daniel told me he'd seen you. Why didn't you phone me?" "I've been busy," Paloma answered. She felt a little guilty. Eva always knew how to make her feel that way. "You know, Daniel's got a really nice girlfriend now," Eva continued. "Did he tell you about her?" "She hasn't changed," Paloma thought. "I'm happy that I can see now what she's trying to do." But she didn't say anything except, "I'm sorry, Eva, I can't talk now. My grandparents are waiting for me. Goodbye." Paloma put down the phone, feeling happy. "I'm finally free of her," she thought. "Nobody needs friends like her. It took me time to understand that. Maybe I'm finally becoming more mature like Marta." The rest of the holiday passed quickly, and soon it was time for the girls to return to London. Paloma felt quite nervous when she got on the plane. Paloma's mum was waiting for them at the airport. She wasn't sure what her daughter's reaction would be to their grandmother's explanations, and she was feeling a bit nervous. David ran to his mother and said, "How's Rex? Is he okay?" Marta gave her mother a kiss. "It's okay, Mum," she said. "Grandma told us everything and now we understand. We'll help you as much as we can." Her mother smiled. "Thank you, Marta," she said, and then turned to Paloma. "How do you feel, Paloma?" she asked. Paloma wanted to be positive like Marta, but it was difficult for her. Her mother saw her indecision and said, "You've had so many problems this year, Paloma. A new country and a new school. You had to leave Eva. You've done so well. I know you helped Alexa a lot with her problems at school. You're a great girl, and I don't want you to be unhappy. I'm sorry you've now got another problem, but maybe we can help each other solve it together." Paloma looked at her mother for a moment before replying. "Yes, Mum, maybe we can," she said.